San Diego Supervisors Support Reparations for Slavery. By Joel B. Polak on August 28, 2024. The San Diego Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 to support 14 bills making their way through the California legislature to provide reparations for slavery, even though California entered the Union in 1850 as a free state. The San Diego Union Tribune reported. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to support a series of bills making their way through the California legislature that would provide reparations to Black people who have been harmed by systemic racism and other inequities. Supervisor Joel Anderson was the lone no vote. If we wanted to go through our history, there isn't anybody in the United States that somebody in their history wasn't discriminated against, Anderson said, pointing to atrocities committed in California against Native Americans. I think that if we keep looking to the past, we'll never get to the future. And I want to focus on how we can improve things moving forward. Vice President Kamala Harris, who is from California, has long backed reparations for slavery. When she was in the U.S. Senate, she backed legislation to set up a reparations commission. And she also called for reparations for the mental health effects of slavery and its trauma, more than 150 years after its abolition in the Civil War. A budget signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, D, cut spending this year but included $12 million toward reparations. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.